out your pen and paper and get writing, because you're listening to The World Through Words. I'm your host, Julia Summerfield, and this is your one-stop shop for everything writing. From plotting to your first novel to the details and structure of the hero's journey, The World Through Words is your tool to learn it all. So let's get writing. Now, I've talked about characters kind of continually throughout this show, but I've never really focused on a general type of character and kind of just talked solely about them. I've talked about development, I've talked about characters in general, but today I wanted to highlight kind of one of the more fun characters to write, which is the villain of a story. There is no character like a villain. I think when you are writing a book, having like an actual villain or antagonist usually is just so much fun. You can have antagonists who aren't actually evil. You can have your hero be on the wrong side, like morally, technically. It just depends on the values you set up in your book and the structure that you're generally going for. However, it is always, always, always a lot of fun to write the classic evil, awful villain. I love writing villains, and I do have a lot of fun just sitting down and crafting up some like evil villain. And there's a lot of fun things that you can do to kind of build this awful, evil, scary villain in a story and design them so that they work correctly and are actually an awful, evil, scary villain. There's also things that can go wrong when trying to create a villain and things that you have to look out for in general, just when sitting back and designing your next character. So, with that like in mind, let's talk about villains and just their role as an antagonist in your story. So, when you're coming up with your villain, your first thing that you have to do is decide if you want them to be a redeemable villain or an absolutely purely awful evil villain, or somewhere kind of in the middle, like kind of evil, kind of awful, could be redeemable, or maybe they're super redeemable. You can have villains that are generally good people. They are just going against the characters. And you can have misleading villains too. I do want to focus more on like the sole villain of the story, but you can have multiple bad guys kind of just generally going against the plot, multiple antagonists, and then kind of have one overarching like villain. There are some stories where the antagonists are pretty like morally like fluctuating. They are morally gray, you know, they're not so evil, not so like bad. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they aren't. That's more like Miyazaki's work. If you watch any Studio Ghibli's, his movies have all morally gray characters. Like even the heroes, they tend to be pretty good, but they can be generally kind of morally gray. And there's a lot more of like, their villains are redeemable. If you've seen Howl's Moving Castle, the witch in that movie, redeemable, you know. So they redeem villains, and they try really hard to focus on redeeming villains. And then there's villains that never get redeemed. There are villains that are so evil, they're just really bad. You see that in Disney movies, I feel like. Disney, like old Disney movies, not new ones. The new ones, the villains, But like old ones, like with real villains, they could be so, so bad sometimes. Like really, truly, terribly, horribly evil. Like, I mean, the guy who sings that one song in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, like the guy who, the villain in that, he's pretty bad. Like really bad, like very bad. So there are definitely unredeemable villains. There's certain crimes that I think, depending on your morals and just people's general morals, that are like also not redeemable so much. There's stuff that you can redeem. Like in a book, you can have a character kill someone and you can make that redeemable. But you can also have just like cold-blooded killing innocent people that is not redeemable whatsoever. So it depends on how you set them up. You can also have like deceiving villains, like characters who seem like villains but aren't. And it all just, again, it depends on how you're setting them up. You have to be setting this up at the start. So you have to be deciding when you create this villain, are they redeemable or are they not redeemable? It's kind of funny if you make a villain who's really, 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 really bad, and then you decide to redeem them and make them turn good at the end, and they've just done stuff that is just so bad it doesn't seem like they could have had good morals or ever get to good morals. They can also be villains that just are really troubled and can be redeemed. because there are ways to, I think, redeem bad stuff in writing, especially depending on how you set up the morals of the books. Because some books, like, you will have characters who never, ever, ever hurt or kill anyone. I'm pretty sure the Percy Jackson books, Percy Jackson doesn't kill anyone. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't. So, like, setting that up as the hero will not kill, then the villain's killing is more of a big deal compared to you have a book where the hero's going and slaying people all over the place, and then the villain kills someone. It's not as big of a deal when your hero's killing a bunch of bad guys too, and, like, those are still lives that the hero's destroying, but because they're bad, it makes it okay in the morals of the novel. And so in the moral context of the novel, the villain killing a bunch of people might be redeemable compared to in the moral context of the novel, your character don't kill nobody, so your villain kills people, and that's not redeemable. So again, it really depends on how you're setting up this situation and, like, kind of the outlines to your book. And you get to decide that at the start of the book, just kind of building off of the characters, what looks good in this book and what looks bad. Your hero is supposed to be your good character. That doesn't mean they're always necessarily good, however. And so depending on how you're designing them will depend on what your villain does. If you're doing a flip-flop book where your villain's kind of your hero and your hero's kind of your villain, but they're still the antagonist-protagonist roles of the story, so your protagonist kind of be a villain and your antagonist kind of be a hero, you still want to be setting this up so that as far as the lines of the story go and the way the story goes, that, like, if you want them to be redeemable, the villain's going to be better than the hero, obviously, and you can set that up to be more redeemable. And then in just, like, redeeming a villain in and of themselves, that depends a lot on character development, too. It's a lot easier to redeem characters who are just kind of mean and just kind of act mean and do stuff mean or are sad and have a tragic backstory than it is to try to redeem an evil character. That doesn't make sense. There are books that will have, I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, but that, like, they just set up these characters to be redeemed that don't make sense to be redeemed. They are not redeemable characters. They are generally bad characters that cannot be redeemed. And so in that situation, you know, there's unredeemables. There's stuff that can't be redeemed. And then there's things that can be redeemed and things that, you know, are redeemable. And then another thing to keep in mind when generating these characters and getting them all written down and prepped for a story is just that your villain should be strong. Don't make a shallow villain. I see this over and over and over and over again. Villains are shallow. They don't have any character development. They don't have depth. Make sure your villain is a whole character, that your villain is depth, that your villain has life, that your villain is a person, that your villain does stuff that seems human. Even if they're evil, it doesn't mean everything they do has to be evil. And that doesn't mean they necessarily need to be redeemed or that the hero has to treat them any differently. The hero could be blinded and make a decision towards the villain that isn't fair. The villain could have really hurt the hero, and the hero goes and kills the villain at the end. That might not seem necessarily fair to what the villain is actually like in the story. So bear in mind, there is a ton you can do with villains in writing, and it's all about your setup and how you design them at the start. There's a lot of freedom. Like, I really hope this is just, like, getting you to think and kind of inspire you of the different directions you can go, because there are so many that we generally don't think about in writing, and with villains especially. There are so many times where I will write my characters and forget that I can write them in completely different ways than I do. And it is so much fun to play around with how you write your characters and to write them in different ways and just, like, do different things with them. Like, that can be really, really exciting for you as an author and, like, in your work. So just, like, remember, you can turn in a lot of different directions, and that's a really good exercise for you. Don't just stick to your niche. Try to explore outside your niche. Try to write stuff that's very different than what you're used to writing. You can make so much if you just explore a little and if you just venture out of what your typical comfort zone is. When you're writing that villain, have fun with it. Don't be afraid to just, like, design a character that you think will actually, you know, live up to your expectations as far as what you're writing, and then really really make them strong and a powerful villain. To do that, I do have character development episodes, but just like to talk about it here, you want to just focus on who they are at the start, where they're in the middle, and where they're at the end, and how you get to those places. You're changing them. If you want them to turn good at the end, you want them to be redeemed, then they have to start making themselves redeemable throughout the story. I'm writing right now a book with a character who I want to kind of redeem. I wouldn't say she's necessarily a villain, but she's also not a villain, if that makes sense. And I'm going to redeem her. That's my plan, at least. We'll see if I actually do it successfully. But to do that, I have to start making her nicer, making a moment. So what my plan is next, I'm going to write a connection moment between her and the main character. So build like some form of connection. Maybe the villain and the character get a moment where they are able to be empathetic. So in this case, my plan, saying this again all goes right because it has not been written yet, is to have my character and this like kind of villainy character they're going to end up getting like sided against. So they get stuck together in the same situation and they're just like trapped, locked up together, and they're going to kind of like bond. You know, one of them is going to keep saying the stuff that kind of makes her villainy, but the other one's going to kind of reach a point of empathy with her, and they're going to kind of get along and have to work together. And even though one, they don't like want to like each other, working together kind of makes them realize maybe they have more in common than they think. When they're stuck together and they have to talk together, they realize maybe there's more about them that they didn't really understand that they understand now. You know, they're both younger sisters to these two incredible people. They both maybe feel overshadowed, maybe feel like the underdog that's more pushed down, and they're going to be able to connect because of that and in a way that will redeem the villain. So look for moments that make them redeemable. Have the villain do something good. Have the villain really connect with a hero is the best way, or have a moment where they shine light onto why they act the way they act, why they do things. Having reasons for why they do stuff. Like, you can't just look at the crime and not look why the crime was committed. So when you're writing a story with your villain, you have to set it up well that they have empathetic background to why they did something. That if you want them to be redeemable, the reason for being a villain is something that can be redeemed. It's not all entirely awful and evil. And then if you're just making a plain, you know, evil villain, you got to cut that out. You are not putting redeemable stuff in there. You are just making them evil. Look at people who are actually kind of just evil, kind of copy them, have them make a lot of decisions that shine on the fact that they are just evil, but make sure they're human too. Don't just make them doing constantly bad things or making choices that are necessarily all wrong or incorrect, immoral, but build up a sense of like, they're not a great person, they're manipulative, add more depth to that, add more to who they are than just constantly doing stuff. Put background in there, come up with things that they do, that just they do, things that they like, things that they don't like, and kind of make sure that they are fleshed out as an entire character instead of just a partial character or like part of something. You want to make them whole and you want to make them realistic, and you want to balance kind of what people who do a lot of bad things are actually like. So look for lots of selfish traits, narcissism, things that kind of build them up as being a not so great person, and then go off of that. Have them make bad decisions, have them make selfish decisions, have them make good decisions because they benefit themselves. Come up with a reason why they're doing that that's not necessarily a good reason, and go off of that, and you will have a great villain. Thank you so much for listening. This is The World Through Words. I'm your host, Julia Summerfield, and we just kind of covered villains and everything you need to know about developing one. This episode's a little chaotic, but so are villains. So I hope you enjoyed. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm your host, Julia Summerfield, and this is The World Through Words. I'll see you all next week. Bye.